Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Maybe it's hard to judge this because he's never played for them before.
Yeah.
And I worry about who else might be getting imaging done right now, as Dan Quinn hinted at. I wonder what's up with Biotish. He looked really hurt yesterday. But B, I ask you, order of importance to get back for this game, B-Rob, Wiley, or Lattimore? Hey, give me 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to go with Wally first because Wally's going to have to be in there in the running game to help out the running back. So I'll go Wally, B-Rob, then Lattimore. Like you said, Lattimore hadn't played for us, so we don't know what we're missing. I saw Ron Rivera-led team go up to Philadelphia and put up some numbers last year, play well.
Last year they didn't win. Two years ago they won up there.
They put up numbers. I'm not saying they won. They were formidable. This team is far better than that team was. But they lost 37-30-something, like in the last thing. Like
the one up there, the week three loss, yeah. But I can't imagine this year. I feel like the expectations are so different that last year, like, oh man, they fought hard in Philly was kind of good enough. I don't think that's good enough now.
I'm not asking for good enough. What I'm saying is, I believe that this team gets up for that game.
Yeah.
Over the years, this team from Washington plays Philly well.
I agree with that.
You have a different mindset, a better football team. So what I'm looking for, I think we need a running game to be able to combat what they do well. And I think Wally has played well this year, unlike he was last year. Wally helped open up holes for B-Rob. And then I think Lattimore, we haven't seen him play at all yet. But if he steps in, that's a hell of a plus, based off of what I know for him from the past.
Landfill, your order of who you want back, B-Rob, Wiley, Lattimore.
I mean, they'd all be huge to get back, but I agree. We need Wiley back. I think that the run game was a huge problem in this game. It was one of the key reasons why they lost, and obviously having one of your starting alignment back is going to improve that. It's also going to hopefully give Jaden a little bit more time back there when he's passing.
Jeffrey? Okay, so...
Nah, I just have to agree with Landini and B. Yesterday, I don't know if you've seen it, Chris Paul was getting that work. He was getting work yesterday. We need Wiley back.
I kind of heard, just walking and hearing people talk, they were really... That was a damn conversation, and I was shocked. I saw it, but normally you don't hear... fans talking about O'Lemon, and they were that was a big problem to him.
Man, it was one time I was like, man, do I need to go take his helmet?
Hell no.
But nah, then B-Rob, I know it's a lot, but I think I know B-Rob in that game, a lot changes. Like, it's like we need that punch. We need B-Rob. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but We haven't seen Lattimore with the team. We don't know how he's going to play, especially if that hamstring injury wasn't a Davante Adams Achilles injury, you know. So that would be, even though I'm hoping and praying that we could get him, because we need something in that secondary.
Hey Jeff, I just wanted to follow up on one thing.
What's that?
Did you mean Trent Scott?
Was it Trent Scott that was getting whipped yesterday? No, it was Chris Paul.
Chris Paul went in the game yesterday, too, and got whipped.
When?
They go check it out.
He got zero snaps.
Well, that's not what we saw in that field.
Yeah, I could have sworn that was Chris
Trent
Paul.
Scott played tackle the whole game.
Trent Scott played well, though.
Played okay.
7-5. Was it
on specials?
No.
Maybe I'm calling Chris Paul out, and I'm probably wrong, but I could have sworn that was Chris Paul.
I heard people discussing Chris Paul.
I could have sworn that was Chris Paul that got blown past.
Unless they were just discussing Trent Scott, and they were calling him Chris Paul. I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at the snap counts. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah, I could be getting it wrong. It's just
he had five. Chris Paul had five special team snaps.
Maybe I looked at the wrong guy. I'm gonna look at the game again, but what was on that right side was getting. Whew.
That would have been Scott.
Whew. Well,
Scott
maybe
was
it
playing
was
right
Scott.
Tackle.
Yeah, maybe it was Scott. I messed up. Probably said Chris Paul.
Okay,
but yeah, okay. whoever it was, I think Scott was
better than people expected, especially matched up against T.J. Watt for a lot of that game. Still, Wiley had been performing at a higher level. I don't know what the fix is for the run game between Wiley and Robinson. I know that I don't believe your run game should drop off that significantly due to losing a back unless it's Barry Sanders or something.
Well, the thing about it,
two or three games without him, they have less than 60 yards rushing.
The thing about it is you're talking about a 200 and close to 30-pound guy who squares shoulders and moves the pile. It makes a difference. It's a running style that he has. Compared to the other guys who are more slashers, and when they get touched, they go down. He gets touched, he gained two more yards. It makes a world of difference.
Yeah, it does. He's impacted a lot. But, dude, I go back to the last play of the game. I wonder how much better defensively they can be with Lattimore. I almost wonder if Lattimore's at the top of the list. Because, yes, we haven't seen them with him on the field, but we have seen an inability to I just specific to this matchup and AJ Brown, who's a super physical receiver who's been really, really good. B, you're totally right. This team absolutely tends to get up for this matchup. But last year in this matchup, AJ Brown dominated.
He did.
Dominated. And I think if you can get the guy presumably is going to be your top corner. And a guy that's really physical and built for kind of these like serious competitive, but like physically competitive situations. I think that could be a really big help.
It could be, but I still feel this team right here with an offense like they have that's very explosive and can get points on the board, they will make other teams more one-dimensional.
In four games against Washington, A.J. Brown has 23 catches for 397 yards and five touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to slow that guy down.
Well, if they're running the football, guess what? That guy's on the sideline.
Sure. I mean, dude, in a perfect world, you get them all back. How worried, and this is speculative, but how worried would you be if something was up with Biotish? He is really transformed.
That would trouble me more than anything because I still feel like, I know we talk about left tackles all the time. A center is probably the most important person out there other than the damn quarterback.
Dude, if you just think about last year to this year, Gates, the first six games before they finally benched him, how bad the entire offensive line was. Yeah. It impacts everything. Biotish has been really, really good. Now, I like Dieter, the backup that came in for some snaps yesterday. But I just wonder, last night Biotish was clearly hurt. He was able to come back out and finish that game. In the flow of the game, you have so much adrenaline going that it's almost easier to stay in. But after you shut it down, get hurt, start getting treatment, whatever else, you realize how everything else feels. I think that is certainly something to watch.
But the fact that he came back in the game, Jay,
tells you a lot.
Some guys,
absolute warriors.
Some guys just can't do that. Some guys have a willpower, and I think that dude does.
Absolute warriors. I agree with you on that. Are these calls about who they want back the most, the priority here? Let's go to Jay down in Indian Head. Jay, who you want back, man? You get to pick one.
Lattimore, definitely. Benjamin St. Juice only has one interception in the last 4 years. This is his second defense, and this is his second defensive coordinator. He doesn't wash the waist when the receiver comes off the line of scrimmage, doesn't get his long arms on the receiver to affect the timing of a passing route. So, you know, he doesn't do outside in, inside out. Doesn't do his normal technique that he probably should do. Something that they teach you all the way back to Pop Warner. I went to Northwestern High School. We had one of the top defenses in 4A football back in Maryland in the early 2000s and the late 1999s and stuff like that. So, it's all about being physical, using his size and his length and everything and to his advantage. And I just don't think he uses it. So, Lattimore for sure, number one.
Lattimore, number one. All right, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I am going to post a Twitter poll. How about that, Landfill? I'm going to say, if you can only pick one player to return from injury for Thursday night in Philly, who is it? Choices, B-Rob, Wiley, Lattimore, or other. That seem fair? I'm fascinated what the results to this will be. Is this Landfill's buddy, Charlie in College Park? Hello,
it
Charles.
Is.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day. I don't feel bad about this team. I'm telling you what, 1 point loss, you didn't have B-Rob, you didn't have Wiley, and Lattimore hasn't played yet. Who knows what shape he's in? I'd go with Wiley first because we all know games are won and lost in the offensive defensive line. I think they could have won that game with the backs they had. I fought, what's his name, the offensive coordinator for that. So I got to go with Wiley first, or B-Rob a close second. Run the football till they stop you. Thanks.
All right, bro. Thank you, buddy. Problem was they kind of stopped him yesterday. They averaged less than 3 yards per carry, or less than 4 yards per carry, rather, kind of throughout the game. And I think, dude, it's interesting you said this before that people scream about not running Jaden. I think when Jaden's not a threat to run like he was yesterday, it impacts the entire offense.
Yeah, it does.
Especially when
That's
you don't
why
have
I tell people, let him be a football player.
When you don't have Brian Robinson and that interior run game might take a hit without Brian Robinson, and you're trying to work the edges and the threat of the option with the quarterback or just the QB keepers, whatever you want to call it, isn't there. I think that makes a big impact. Also, credit to Sam Cosmi, who after the game in the locker room said, on that draw play late in the game where the D tackle was able to make a good play, Cosmi said, he's like, man, if I don't want to try to quote him and be incorrect, but basically he was like, if I could have stayed on my block another quarter of a second, I think that's at least a first down. There was a lot of green there, and the D tackle was able to get back and make a heck of a play.
You talk to offensive, defensive linebackers and all, they'd much rather hit Jaden than hit Brian Robinson.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Let's go to Junior in Alexandria. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I got two things real quick. First, I'm going to definitely say you need Lattimore back. Benjamin St. Juice, he plays with bad eyes. Bad eyes, bad positioning. Heard another caller talk about that, too. But this is just not the first time. This has been an ongoing problem. Teams know to go at him on third downs and crucial situations. To be 6'3", He has a lot of bad eyes, can't find the ball, all that other stuff. The last thing I'm going to say is it goes back to what you said, B, about having the lineman back first. You just said it. If Cosmi says he gets around and on that wrap and on that pull and hits that guy, that's why you say you would rather have possibly B-Rob back, because without the line, you're keeping – Brown on the sidelines, and that running game controls the clock. Thanks.
There you go.
Thank you, buddy. It's a good call. We'll see what we can do here. We'll take John in Forestville. Johnny.
What's up, John?
How do you want it to shake out?
Hey,
with
man, how you guys doing?
Good, brother.
All right. I got Lattimore, B-Rob, Wiley.
Why?
The secondary is a real concern. We get to the ball. I mean, we're pretty good up front. B-Rob adds that forward lean to the running game, which we don't have right now. We do have scat backs that they can make plays, but they don't get that extra yard like Mr. Mitchell said. And Wiley, I think we're pretty good offensively and defensively up front right now. Nobody's been kind of overpowering us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I do have one thing to say. The only thing I will say about that play with St. Juice is that he didn't even get into a drop. And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, as a corner, your first move, your first steps are back. And he didn't even get into a drop. And a guy who's not even fast ran right past him. That's ridiculous. Mm. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Sean. Right. Appreciate you, buddy. All right, so I posted this Twitter poll, and the quick results, we're only 5 minutes in, but it's got almost 1,000 votes. If you can only pick one player to come back, Brian Robinson has about 20% of the vote. Andrew Wiley, 3.5%. Lattimore, overwhelming, 77% of the vote. And 0.1% for other.
Here's Thomas understand it. Lattimore ain't played yet, so he ain't coming back. He going to be here for the first time.
True. Just
I understand.
Coming back from injury, I'm saying.
They're saying the importance because you just saw the last play, basically, that just stuck the nail in the coffin was a guy getting ran past. I understand that. But for 10 games thorough this year, offense has led this football team. And you can get if you get him back and then the offense can't run the ball and we're one-dimensional, we just saw how that ended up. It ain't going to end up very good.
Tricky, tricky, tricky situation, man. I think it's almost more important to hope, wish, speak into existence that there aren't other injuries that become apparent, right? This is not the time of year where you want things going haywire, especially if you're about to host friends and family for the holidays. Thanksgiving's about 2 weeks away. Christmas is going to be here in a month. There's going to be a million Christmas parties. All of these things are about to start happening. You better make sure that your home appliances are in tip-top shape. That's what I had to do. My dishwasher was messing up. I called Better Appliance, B-E-T-T-A-R. They're located in Kensington, Maryland, family-owned company. And they sent out a technician. He tried a couple things, said, listen, man, this thing is beat. We got to get you a new one. They had the whole process. The whole procedure was done in probably less than 2 hours. Incredible service. They've been family-owned business in the DMV since 1945. 70 years of service of appliance, repairs, and sales. They got what you need when you need it. Call them now to make sure nothing goes sideways during the holidays. The last thing you need with 16 people at your house for turkey is for your oven to stop working, and then all of a sudden you're ordering pizza. Nobody wants pizza on Thanksgiving, except maybe me. Check them out, betterappliance.com. Better get better. B-E-T-T-A-R, betterappliance.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
1067 The Fan. I'm just going to call my shot real quick here, boys. Mm-hmm. I had to get a new credit card, and my credit card that's signed up to my Easy Pass that I have to drive the toll road all the time, to try to access that and change it out, pray for me. Just because it's impossible. Like, I've been trying all day. Like, I have the transponder number, but my transponder's from before April of 2021. It's a rabbit hole of all rabbit holes.
Is your transponder on your car?
Yeah.
So all you have to do is change the credit card.
I have to be able to access the account. That's what I'm having trouble with.
Oh, so you don't know your username?
No, I have it all, but they don't recognize my transponder number because it's old.
But I don't know.
I'll try to call.
Whenever I change mine, I just go in and change the credit card.
That's all I'm trying to do.
And see.
What's that?
Just change it. Have they sent you
the account, is what I'm telling you.
See, you don't have your username and your thing then.
No, I do. I have it saved. But my transponder number is too old. I know you always think I'm incorrect. It's possible that Easy Pass kind of sucks because lots of people have a lot of trouble with it.
I never had a problem with it.
Of course
not. I got four cars on it.
I wanted to do one thing different because we've been talking 3.5 hours now about the stuff that went wrong. Obviously, the spot on Ertz, penalties, drops. There was a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But there were, like, I specifically made a note that I wanted to
talk about Terry.
No, I wanted, yeah, sure, but I wanted to talk about Dante Fowler.
Dante Fowler has been a maniac.
Dude, he's got 8.5 sacks through 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
He's among the leaders in the NFL. He's on pace for the first double-digit sack total in, for this organization in a little while. Probably since Payne's contract year, Pro Bowl year. Fowler's been fantastic.
Yes.
And not only has he been really good, but he also isn't in Dallas anymore as depth when Parsons went down, when he would have been playing. I do think it's 7-3 and coming off a game where they kind of gave it away late, but they were still quite good against a very good team. Like, it's okay to shout out some of the guys that are performing really well.
Yeah.
And I think Fowler, for me, is at least near the top of that
Fowler
list.
Fowler has been unbelievable. And Terry, remember when they were talking about he's not involved enough? Just got him another 100-yard game yesterday.
Yeah. McLaurin now is, I know he started yesterday top 4 in yards in the league. He didn't get any touchdowns yesterday, but I think he finished with 115 receiving yards. Made some tough catches. I love that slant that he took. You know, you'd love to see him score on that, but he completely flipped field position. He had a couple plays where he was trying to will his team to a victory, it kind of seemed like, where, you know, yeah, Terry has 711 receiving yards through 10 games and 6 touchdowns. I mean, his career highs, he is on pace to easily surpass the career highs. His career high yardage is almost 1,200 yards, 1,191. He made the Pro Bowl in 22. Had 5 touchdowns this year. Right now, with 6 touchdowns through 10 games, he's only 1 off the pace of his rookie season where he had 7. So I think...
How many yards do you have right now?
Yards, he's at 711. Okay. Always open. On pace to, I'd say, really beat his career best yardage total and touchdown total. Interestingly, the receptions will kind of be a little tight. His second year in the NFL, he had 87 catches. His YPC dropped a little bit because it was more of a volume play that year.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, I mean, it is wild to think he's at 47 catches for 711 yards. The second highest per game average of his career. And I think the touchdowns are going to go way up. So those two dudes... I don't know. Is there anybody you enjoyed watching yesterday, Jeff, for Landfill? Because we've been kind of not blasting him, but pointing out all the things that went wrong, and sadly there was a lot, but there was some stuff that was good.
All right, so I'm not blast. Like, I enjoy watching the team. We just came up short on some plays. You know, like, I enjoyed watching the team yesterday. It was a good game of football. I don't know. Who would I say really stuck out?
Well, I thought Chin was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Jeremy Chin is balling this season. Better lock up that extension quick.
Do you want to issue Chris Paul an apology?
Yes, I will publicly issue Chris Paul an apology because I messed up his name. I messed up. It's fine. Play what that movie? Players mess up too, Craig.
All good.
It's all good. But I just had a lot of people inform me it was Trent Scott. So
Chin had a pick and a fumble recovery.
Yeah, and didn't he have a pick last year? Last week, or was it the week before that?
Has had one. I'm trying to remember right now, top of my head.
He's been balling all year.
Totally. I think you're right. I think he did have one last week. Chin's been really good. No, last week he had the fumble recovery, I believe. Chin's been good. How about the backup kicker they signed? I mean, it
wasn't
always pretty. It was It was a little more nerve-wracking than what it has been with Seibert. How much does that concern you, talking about the injuries going into Thursday night in Philly?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't concern me because the kid was perfect in what he did. I think if Seibert can't go, you got somebody in your thing that you know can kick. But if Seibert's back, just move on. But, I mean, listen, man, as a former player, you get an opportunity to play. And these guys need to try and step up and show what they're capable of. You know? And if he had come in, you know, and his ball looks different, but his ball goes through the uprights. And if it went through the upright every day, I'm not concerned at all about that.
Dude, it, depending what happens today with some of this injury stuff, it'll be kind of fascinating how they figure out the inactives. If you have to, if more people from yesterday's game are now injured and unable to go Thursday, I guess you could just have them on the active and not play them. Mm-hmm. But, like, you may be forced into situations where you've got to release a guy that you don't want to, or there's just not a lot of wiggle room at this point because you're carrying two kickers, four running backs. Like, it's just
I guarantee you they got a game plan. They're not concerned at all.
Well, I think there's a difference between having a game plan and not being concerned. Some of these are just not ideal scenarios.
I understand, Jay, but, like, you are a energetic and everything. I don't think these people, they already got a plan for what's going to happen. They'll know. Because you got 53 guys start up, 40-something end up at the game, all 40-something don't play. So if they have 45, they can work it. They have 44, they can
work. They'll have no option either.
I understand,
right?
But, I mean, for the most part, you're not going to get everybody hurt every week. So it won't be that much of a problem.
Short week, man. It's going to be tricky. Big, big division game. Washington has played quite well in Philly. I gave you A.J. Brown's numbers against the Eagles. Against Washington since he got to Philly 2 years ago. Keep in mind, too, Terry has killed the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's been really good up there, including, his rookie debut came against Philly.
100-plus, right?
What's that?
He had over 100 that game, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he had two touchdowns. Maybe he had one and had one more he wanted. In 10 career games against the Eagles, Terry has 58 catches for 847 yards and four touchdowns. Now, unfortunately, the record in those 10 games is 3-7. Out of teams that Terry has played more than once, how many do we think he has a winning record against?
More than once?
This is kind of fascinating. Ravens 0-3 against the Bills, 3-0 against the Panthers, 2-0 against the Bengals. There's a whole lot of trouble here. Any more twos? 4-6 against the Giants in his time, 0-2 against the Jets. That's lower than I would expect. That's it. So he's done very well against the Cardinals. The team has done very well against the Cardinals, the Falcons, and the Panthers. Not necessarily a surprise considering where Washington has been for most of the last 5-6 seasons, kind of the company they've kept. This year they're keeping different company, so maybe they go up to Philadelphia, short week or not, show them who's boss. You know who they should call this week? They got a whole bunch of stuff. They got to get up north to Philadelphia. Should call Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the official, unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. Seriously, Metropolitan Moving and Storage has moved almost everyone here at the station. They also do corporate, business, any kind of moving you want. They can store your stuff. Say you're selling your house and you're not going to get into a new house for like 6 months. You got to store all that stuff somewhere. Call Metropolitan Moving. They can help you stage your home. They'll even pack your boxes. They can build out custom crates for the high-end stuff you need moved, sculptures, art, chandelier. They can even send a moving consultant to your house to discuss your options and provide a free on-site estimate. What's crazy is these are guys I've known since probably middle school. They've built this business from nothing just because with their own hard work. It is very cool. You should give my guy Justin a call, 301-279-0090. Tell him J.P. Finley told you to call him. I've known McCarty since we were kids. Like, he's going to bust his butt for you or your business, whatever your moving needs are. The folks at DCMetropolitanMoving.com, DCMetropolitanMoving.com will take care of you. 0-6-7 The Fan. Jeff, you got him fighting in the chat, dude. One dude's wondering why he can't see us, and the other dude's like, I'm pretty sure it's in a commercial, man. People be jumping on you in there, Jeff.
It's all good.
All right. Wrapping this thing up, like, tomorrow is a look at Philly. I think we need some Eagles guests to figure out their health situation. Yep. Short week, man. It's going to be interesting. B and I are both, you going up Wednesday night? Wednesday?
Yep.
So we'll do the show somewhere up there on Thursday. A lot of moving parts, dude. A lot of moving parts, Landfill. It's going to be a busy week. The Commanders will practice tomorrow. We'll be out there tomorrow. Dan Quinn talks when we're off the air. Wednesday, the other part with these short weeks is that they try to thread the needle. Understandably, I don't even knock the teams for this, but there are media obligations as laid out by league policy. And then there are short weeks where, like, hitting the benchmarks of the media obligations are just damn near impossible. Mm-hmm. But yet we all have to try to go through the song and dance of doing it. So even Wednesday, we technically get to be out there, and then they're going to kick the media out after stretching, which is, if you've ever watched an NFL team on a short week stretch the day before a game, you really ain't learning much. Mm-hmm. But there is a game tonight. It is a fresh new week. All the boys are here all week. I think it's time to get our bets back together. It's time for her to hear first. All right, boys, we got a ball game tonight. I will, I don't know. Jeffrey, you want to lead us off here?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Wiz plus 13.5.
Wiz tonight playing Houston. I got an alt cast if anybody wants to watch that. You know who's on this alt cast tonight? You guys ready for this?
Okay. Who on it?
Me.
Okay.
Jason Smith, Sticks, who's always great dude, a ton of fun.
Okay.
I'll let you guess, Jeff.
Even though I already know?
No, then say it.
Jeff Walker, baby.
No. I will pitch you, though. I think that'd be funny.
I was going to guess Chauncey Billups.
No, Nucci's on.
Okay. Right.
I think Nucci's coming in studio, too, which will be dope. And you know that dude, Tony P? Like the viral TikTok? I'm a 25-year-old that works in D.C.?
Yeah.
He's going to be on it, too. So, and intern John. All right, we got a fun show tonight. That'll be fun. Just taking the Wiz. I'd love the Wiz. I might have to talk myself into
You're
that.
Taking
one
the Wiz. Money line or taking the points?
I said 13.5, brother.
Okay, just making sure.
Landini, what do you like?
I'm taking the Rams.
I too am taking the Rams. Landfill. Sorry, pal. I had a decent weekend. By decent, I mean my kids are still somewhat on track to go to community college.
I'm going to take OKC, -6.5, and Cleveland Cavaliers, under. Cleveland Cavaliers, Chicago Bulls, under.
Wow, that's a very specific. What landed you there?
237.5.
It's high. We didn't get to make much mention of this, but Alex Ovechkin is on absolute fire. Has 10 goals through 14 games, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He's tied for...
Obi say y'all say next year. He won't get this over this year.
Do you think that's part of it? Or is just he's playing good hockey, they're playing good hockey?
He's playing good hockey, but then again, I'm serious, man. When you get close to something and you are an exceptional talent like he is, you want that stuff to end because you get tired of getting asked questions about it.
I bet. That much I can certainly believe. All right, thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to all the folks in the stream. Been a fun day. People are Commandante Tequila. I don't know what you're talking about, but I hope you had a great time at the game yesterday.
He was talking to me from the stand. I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Was he painted up like the Joker again?
No, he wasn't painted this time.
Fun show, even if yesterday was not a fun finale to a good game. They got a chance to reset it all Thursday, man. This game Thursday night is going to be massive. Phillies won 5 in a row. Washington coming off a loss, their first home loss of the season. Oh, we didn't do this real quick. What do you think the percentage of Steelers fans was in there yesterday?
I don't know.
It was a lot. There's a lot of them, and apparently The burgundy towels weren't easy to spin around, which is why we didn't see them. But it was a good big game atmosphere. Thank you to Charlie Batch for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Owe you beer.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.